Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 258. Yesterday we started discussion on the SBS of the laryngeal mucosa and we saw that the biological conflict linked to the laryngeal mucosa is different in males and females. This difference has to be perfectly understood under three different headings because depending on the gender, laterality and hormone status of a person and whether the biological conflict is territorial fear conflict or scare fright conflict, the affected organ will be also different. That means when we study later the bronchial mucosa program also, we will have to study this portion because it is one's gender, laterality and hormone status that decides whether that person should suffer from a territorial fear conflict or scare fright conflict and finally whether the bronchial mucosa or laryngeal mucosa should be affected. Therefore, please try to understand well the following. If needed, listen to this portion many a time until you become thorough with it. First, let us consider the males. A right-handed male with a normal hormone status and a territorial fear conflict will have an affection on the bronchial mucosa. A left-handed male with a normal hormone status and a territorial fear conflict will have affection on the laryngeal mucosa. A right-handed male with low testosterone status and a scare fright conflict will have affection on the laryngeal mucosa. A left-handed male with low testosterone status and a scare fright conflict will have affection on the bronchial mucosa. Now we will consider the females. A right-handed female with normal hormone status and a scare fright conflict will have affection on the laryngeal mucosa. A left-handed female with a normal hormone status and a scare fright conflict will have affection on the bronchial mucosa. A right-handed female with low estrogen status and a territorial fear conflict will have affection on the bronchial mucosa. A left-handed female with a territorial fear conflict will have the affection on the laryngeal mucosa. To conclude, territorial fear is the conflict of males and scare fright conflict is the conflict of females. Also remember, with left-handers, the conflict is transferred to the opposite brain hemisphere. It is also important for you to remember that the SBS of the larynx and the vocal cords follows the outer skin sensitivity pattern and hence there will be hyposensitivity during CFAs and epileptoid crisis and hypersensitivity in the healing phase. Let us now come to the symptoms of the laryngeal mucosa in detail. First, let us discuss the CFA symptoms. It is ulceration in the laryngeal mucosa with the biological purpose to widen the organ of larynx so that more air may be taken in to cope with the fright in a better manner. It depends on the degree and duration of the conflict and subjectivity of the person. During the healing phase, exactly during the PCLA phase, the lost cells are replenished through cell proliferation. This cell proliferation is diagnosed by conventional medicine as laryngeal cancer or throat cancer. This is in reality the cell increase of the healing phase, only replenishment and never cancer cells. During the healing phase, the following symptoms occur. Pain due to the swelling by the fluid accumulation or edema. Difficulties to swallow. Cough. Hoarse voice or complete loss of voice due to the affection of the vocal cords. Just as the CFAs, the healing symptoms are also in proportion to the degree and duration of the conflict and the subjectivity of the person to decide whether the symptoms should be mild or moderate. If there is inflammation, the condition is known as laryngitis, usually accompanied by fever. Following the epileptoid crisis, that is during the PCLB, the affected laryngeal mucosa and its function returned to normal. Just as the case of any other organ controlled by the sensory cortex and also by post-sensory and pre-motor sensory cortices, there may be troubled circulation, disease spells, short disturbance of consciousness or complete loss of consciousness like fainting or absence during the healing phase, again depending on the intensity of the conflict and the subjectivity of the individual. There may have a drop of blood sugar due to the overuse of blood glucose by the brain cells. This healing process with an additional syndrome can make the swelling and pain excessively increased with the possible difficulty to breathe. This condition is wrongly called by conventional medicine as diphtheria. With the repetitive healing process, due to the lapse of the conflict, there may develop what like hardened epithelial polyps of the vocal cord. This also is a reason for frightening with the possibility of turning to malignancy, and many surgical interventions are done by the conventional medicine. There can have another set of vocal cord nodules without DHSS called Singer's nodes. They can happen due to injury to the vocal cords during an overuse of voice, as in yelling or even singing, and subsequent normal tissue repair, usually in a recurring manner. Friends, here we conclude the SBS of the laryngeal mucosa. You must be appreciating the GNM knowledge. Please wait for more exciting pieces of information through Global GNM Health Tips. I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.